1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, I was supposed to start at 9:45, but I start when I feel like it because it's my show. Yep. I do what I want to do, when I want to do, how I want to do it. Because I'm the B-O-S-S. The captain of my ship. I march to the beat of my own drum. My drums in particular. These my drums too. And if you didn't know,
Doggy Diamonds did this.
That's a fact. Second live for today. I just felt like coming back on, you know? I was watching some stuff. Watching the Gangsta Chronicles. You know, that's my other show that I executive produce. But I be keeping that on the low. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Nicholas Sealy, Official 365. He was the first person in here, so I gotta shout you out. You know what I'm saying? But I do what I want to do, how I want to do it. I say what I want to say. I'm free. Are you not free? You can't say what you want to say. So that's why Kyrie Irving is my hero. And I'm going to build on that tonight. I'm not going to keep out all night. I'm not going to tell no stories. But we going to go there tonight. You know what I'm saying? So if you rock with me, you should already came and hit that like button. You can see pinned to the top is the Cash App, is the Patreon, is the PayPal. If you want to send something in, do that. You know what I'm saying? So we here. We back. Twice for the day. That was a long intro. I ain't really mean to make that long, but you know, it is what it is. But I'm here. Doggy Diamonds, no filter. Oh, this is going on the audio. Along with the gunplay and some of them other things, you know what I'm saying? But listen, we gonna talk tonight. We gonna have some real, honest conversation tonight, as we always do. But we gonna talk tonight because we got a lot to talk about. But we gonna make it short and sweet. We not gonna be here all night. Salute. Listen, yo, I'm an individual, right, who get a lot of support from the people, and I absolutely love it. All the people who take the videos and put them on their Instagram, you see, I reposted. I don't be on no funny style stuff. I'm not high. I'm not holier than thou. I'm not bigger than the culture. I'm not bigger than anybody who supports me and shows me love. Not bigger than anybody. I like love and support. So, what I'm gonna do? I'm going to say something to somebody in the chat really quick before I get you up out of here. Don't come in here with no BS, okay? Don't come in here with no BS. You're going to listen to me tonight. You're not going to dictate anything in my chat. You're not going to change what I'm going to talk about. Because I was saying something to stage, you sound like a complete, total, utter asshole. Period. You just sound stupid. Again, I'm not going to focus on you. I'm going to focus on what I need to focus on. And Kyrie Irving is my hero. So look, why would you say Kyrie Irving is your hero? Basketball player. You don't even watch sports. You don't even watch sports. You don't even like sports. I do like boxing, though. Because I do like to see somebody get punched in the face every now and again. But, and I should be happy and sad at the same time. Barclay Center, right down the block from my crib. Straight up and down. Brooklyn Nets. This is the first time we was able to have a team in Brooklyn besides the Brooklyn Dodgers. So I should be hyped. The Brooklyn Nets, you're messing up the team. You're messing up the chance that we might be able to get a chip. And you straight up and down, going against the grain and not listening, you're going to mess up the chip. That's what everybody's saying. He's not being a team player. Why won't he just conform and do what they need him to do so you could play basketball and the team could win a championship? You know why he's not? You know why he's not?
Because he doesn't fucking want to.
What happened to, listen, what happened to you being able to do what you want to do and not having to do what you don't want to do? What happened to that? What happened to not being peer pressured into doing something that you don't think is the right thing to do for you? Even when you go to the doctor and the doctors say straight up and down, you need knee surgery, you need elbow surgery, you need to take this certain medication, you need to do certain things. You got a right to say, well, doc, I don't agree with you. I want to go get a second opinion. You got a right to do that. You got a right to walk right out the doctor's office. You can limp out. You could do whatever you want to do. You could walk out. So as you have society, these scientists, these fake ass doctors, all of this stuff telling you, you need to do this with your body because of this. So, idiot. How is he putting others in danger? I guess y'all just don't straight up and down watch anything. Y'all just stupid. And I know my chat room is not dumb. So if you are a part of the
Paint Chip crew, what I'm going to do is get you the flying fuck out of here because you in the wrong chat room. We don't play that shit here. If you're going to be dumb on your own. Don't be dumb on my account. And you talking about symbols on his shoes? Are you fucking stupid?
This is the thing that killed me, right? For months, almost a year or two, I watched y'all on YouTube, on people's channels, and they was talking all of this crazy space shit that never happened. And if you say that V word again, West Side Chicago, I gotta get you out of here. Because we don't say that word here. But I watched y'all talk all this crazy spaceship. I watched people talk all this crazy space shit that never happened. Y'all done donated to them, got their channel popping and all that, and that shit never happened. And nobody straight up and down came back and said, yo, you was full of shit. Nothing ever happened. Y'all talking about symbols? And I'm telling you again, I'm going to tell you one time, if you say that V word, if you type it in the chat room, you are getting deleted. I'm going to tell y'all one time. Spread the word. If you say it in the word, if you say it in the chat room, I'm just deleting you. Because one thing y'all don't understand, and I don't know why y'all don't understand this, why you can't grasp this fucking concept, is there certain shit you don't say because you alert them. But y'all just don't get it. You think you're doing a big thing by saying, fuck the V word. Fuck that. You ain't doing shit but alerting the authorities. Why can't y'all use some type of discernment and learn how to talk to where motherfuckers don't understand what we're talking about? I said the V word, asshole. V. 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 Type it again. The next person I see type it. Keep telling y'all, stop typing this shit. Stop typing it. Y'all can't even fucking have a conversation without being stupid. Don't say anything concerning that. Do you see me saying it? This is my motherfucking show. You don't see me saying it. Why am I not saying it? Because they said they're taking down people's platforms for saying it. And y'all are just fucking stupid. You think you are saying something special. Yeah, fuck that. Come on, man. I just did a whole show telling y'all we have to speak in a language that they don't understand. The fuck? Okay, you wanted to say that, and I just told you don't say the shit. So anybody who say the J word or the V word, your ass is out. I don't care if you're a long time supporter. I don't care what you are, because y'all don't fucking listen, and you think you bigger than me in the platform. You're not. So I'm just gonna get you the fuck out of here. I'm gonna say it Okay, just say that. I just told you don't say that shit. So peace. I'm just telling you, I'm getting y'all out of here. Don't come in my DM on Instagram like, yo, why you delete me? Because I
keep telling y'all it's two fucking words I do not want you to say in my chat room. The J word or the V word. The J word or the V word. Now, if you think you're bigger than a platform and you can say what the fuck you want and I just told you don't say it, peace. But anyway.
Why is this man my hero? He's not my hero because he don't want to do something. He's not my hero because he made a choice to go against the grain. He's my hero because he said, listen, I don't agree with what y'all want me to do. I don't agree with y'all trying to force me to do some shit that I don't want to do. So fuck you. Oh, whoa. Now I got to do this in the voice. Hold on.
Fuck you. Fuck your basketball. And fuck your fucking money.
You know how gangster that is? Yo, do you know how gangster that is? Now they want this man to do something. They want this man to do something so he could fucking play basketball. Not so he could save the world. Not so you could feed the children, help the homeless. So he could fucking play basketball. He's already rich. He's already fucking rich. He's made more money than all of us combined. I'm pretty sure he's well off. So at the end of it all, how are you going to fucking tell somebody not to do something? Or to do something? Or you can't play basketball? Just really think about that shit. You can't play basketball. And you're not being a team player. Let me give you some examples. There's situations in this industry of entertainment that y'all all want to be in. Everybody, I got some raps. I got my mixtape dropping. I can't wait to get this deal. Blah, 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 blah. Right? That everybody wants to be in. That they going to pass a tray around with cocaine on it. You never snorted cocaine in your life. You might smoke a little weed. You might even pop the pill, drink you some liquor. They're going to pass you the cocaine. They want to see what you're going to do. And when you don't pick up the tray and the straw and sniff the cocaine, you're not a team player. You didn't take one for the team. He can't be with us. It's the same shit, same concept. Why you don't want to sniff cocaine? Because I don't want to sniff coke. I'm not a coke head. Well, he can't come around. Look at my Inspector Deck interview. What did he say? I was in a party. And I seen some shit I ain't had no business seeing. Let's just say I was never invited again. Why? Because you didn't participate. So if you as a person do not have the balls and courage to say, I don't want to be involved in this shit and I don't care about your money. Dave Chappelle did it, right? Right? Dave Chappelle did it. I ain't wearing no dresses. I ain't doing no funny style shit. I walk away from 50 million. That's a fucking hero. That is a hero. That's somebody you should commend because the principle, the MVP, morals, values, and principle is bigger than the fucking money or the game because that's how you feel as a person. So everybody want to talk about these symbols and this spooky shit because I love that shit. I'm glad you said that, Trey Pop, because now your ass is out of here. This is going to be simple. Y'all going to get it one way or another. I'm just going to just delete y'all. Now check this. Y'all love the spooky shit. Y'all love talking about the rituals in the industry. Y'all love that shit. Y'all love to talk. Y'all love when the kid smart went on Math Hoffa shit and said my Ali Vegas interview word for fucking word, like he made it up. But he was regurgitating, but he act like it was his words. Y'all saw that shit. I saw it. I even spoke to him like, fam, you just bit our shit. Look at this. They tell you to be in this industry, you're going to have to give up some of that. As Blizz would say, Kareem Johnson, you have to give up them grippers. That's what y'all think. So y'all think everybody who is successful gave it up or did some spooky shit. This is what the popular belief is, right? This is the popular belief. It's the popular belief. So now look. When you say to a man, just do it, because everybody else did it. Do it for the team. Would you tell a man to go in that room and get his ass bust for the team? You got to feed your family. So if they want to bust your ass, let them. It's not FDA approved. So what the fuck you talking about? You're stupid. And it's not about something that's approved, because cocaine is approved too. Do you know cocaine is in a lot of drugs? Do you know opium is in a lot of drugs? Do you know what morphine is? Demerol? Do you know what most of the pain medications, anti-anxiety drugs are? Do you know that? Oh, I'm spewing good. Don't worry about it. If I'm spewing nonsense, you ain't even got to worry about me.
Go play with your mother.
So look. They tell you, yo, come on, man. You got a family to feed. You got a family to take care of. Come on, man. I did it. Look what I got. Look at my car. Look at my house. Look at my checks. Look at my bank account. Go ahead, go in there, man. Just get high, it ain't even gonna hurt. And you know in your heart, you know, you ain't no fun boy. So you're not going in there doing that. So you say, well, I ain't going to do it. I ain't doing it. So now they look at you like, not only are you not going to do it, but you're going to tell people that I did it. And then you're going to tell people what's going on. So what they do, they try to silence you. They try to say you crazy. They try to say all these things, because that's the way that they always get us. Once you discredit somebody by saying they're crazy, we just disregard everything that people say. Oh, he's crazy. But do you know it's a thin line between insanity and genius? I mean, what thinking man or woman is not a little crazy? What person that's a creative person is not crazy to a certain extent, right? Right? So, how many people have went in that back room? How many people have picked up that tray of Coke? How many people have done things that they know they had no business doing and went against their morals, values, principles, their whole moral fabric for the bag that they knew better than? How many people have done it? How many people have been in a situation to where they are batshit crazy now? Now they're crazy because they talking to themselves. They straight up and down got tattoos everywhere. They start tattooing their face. They tattoo their tongue. They do all types of shit. Where he's like, yo, what's wrong with them? Now let me give you another one. Lil Wayne has been in the industry since 12. You trying to tell me he's okay? Imagine what he's seen. Imagine what he's been through. He's trying to mask it through all his other shit. But you could look at somebody and be like, damn, if the walls could talk, is it really worth it? So now this man is saying, look, yo, I ain't doing it. What happens? Our own people. And this is what I hate about some of you
goddamn niggas. Niggas. And when I say niggas, I'm not talking about the N-I-G-G-A. I'm talking about the N-I-G-G-E-R.
Y'all mad. Y'all mad. Y'all the ones saying, why he just don't do it so we could win the chip? Are you fucking stupid? We? Y'all know I'm Brooklyn to the core. I am Brooklyn. It sweat come out my pores, it's Brooklyn. If Brooklyn win the championship, I don't get shit. But bragging, bro, we did it. We did it. What the fuck? This is the thing. It's the fact that nobody can force you to do some shit that you don't want to do. At what point, as a man, a woman, that you are able to say, fuck that, I'm not doing that. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. When you was little, you was forced to eat shit that you didn't want to eat. Right? Because you was told it was good for you. As you grew up, you never ate that shit again. Because you was forced to eat that shit. I don't eat chicken legs. Fuck chicken legs is a, listen.
Fuck chicken legs is a staff, record label, and a crew.
Why? Because I was forced to eat chicken legs. I fucking hate chicken legs. If I come to your house and you cooked, I say, yo, what you cook? What you made? And you say, I made baked macaroni and cheese and I fried some chicken legs, or I baked them, I fricasseed them, I boiled them. I don't give a fuck how you prepared them. I might sit down, nice, let you make my plate, and take that plate and smack that shit off the goddamn table. Don't ever feed me no chicken legs or no macaroni and cheese. I hate both of them. Straight up. Fuck macaroni and cheese. Fuck candy yams. And fuck chicken legs. I don't like that shit. But the point I'm making is how we're coming down on somebody because they made a choice. So you got Shannon Sharp. Throw me in the bowl. First of all, I love my Southern people. I love people from the South. I'm not on that North and South shit. But sometimes the accent, come on, man. I don't know if it's a true accent or you on TV, so the accent is a little bit more pronounced. The accent is a little bit more pronounced. You sound like a fucking slave. Oh, in all honesty, I'm just being real. It has nothing to do with the South, but Shannon Sharp sound like a fucking slave. Stephen A. Bitch. He has been one of the biggest betrayers of black men that I've seen. Straight up. He has been one of the big, he has, and I'm not, and this ain't got nothing to do with the shit Kwame Brown said, because I do agree, but he has been an individual who just straight up and down, every time you see him, he's kicking a black man back in and standing on it like he gangster. And if you don't like it, come see me. You raw bass in the face, motherfucker. What you gonna do? You couldn't even save your hairline. And all you could talk about is you make money. You make this amount of money. Again, that shit don't matter. That shit don't mean nothing, your money. Because look what the fuck you do for your money. When they say jump, you say how high. They say, look, we need you in the thong. But it's gonna be funny. You're gonna wear that shit. You're gonna do whatever the fuck they tell you to do in order to fit in, stay in, and get to that bag. Because I got a family to feed. Now, my whole shit is this. We all need money. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I got my fucking Cash App up there. I got my Patreon. I got my PayPal. Shit, we all need money. But the minute you start dancing around like a fucking asshole for money and say you got to feed your family, how much money is enough money before you start acting like a fucking asshole? Or straight up fucking coon. How much money you need? How much money you need? Just really think about that. You don't got enough money. You don't got enough money to where you say, yo, you know what? I'm not doing what the fuck y'all want to do. Fuck y'all. I got money. I got money put up. I got money over here. I got money over there. And one of the things that we don't do as people, we like to tell everybody about our money. So when we put our money into, when we put money into places, you got to sometimes own shit that nobody know about so they can't sabotage it. That's just my gift to you. If you are an investor, and you have shit that's successful, don't tell everybody about your investments. Because when people don't like you, they hate every fucking thing you do. So it's like, oh, word? You own a Blimpies? Fuck your Blimpies. But you might own a Blimpies and they eat there every day and hate your guts and don't even know that they fucking buying, they patronizing your place. So you just don't always say shit. I own shit that I don't even tell nobody about. I don't say shit. Because if y'all find out I own it, then your personal feeling towards me, you're going to take it out on my business. So sometimes you can own shit, don't say shit. And you just laugh at people like, damn. Like when the Gangster Chronicles first came out, I was looking at people who didn't like me. And they was like, yo, I love this show. I love this show. Idiots didn't read the fine print. That it says executive produced by Doggy Diamond. No, executive produced by Greg Doggy Diamonds Lewis. My whole government on there, but I'm just sitting there looking at motherfuckers. Oh, you love this show? Mm-hmm. But you hate me, though. You don't even know that that's my product. And by the time you want to hate it, it already took off. It's already where it's at. Stupid, dumbass. But the point I'm making is that how much money is enough money? How much money? So you mean to tell me, if you hit the lotto or you came up on some shit, say you just came up on 10 million. Say you got 10 million, right? Oh, this man never stay on topic? Cool. You ain't got to worry about me, bro.
Go play with your kids.
Say you came up on 10 million. You got money, right? So you gonna go to your job the next day and listen to somebody say, you'll move that box, or you took a 15-minute break already, you can't take another one, or you're not working hard enough? No, you're gonna say, listen, I got money. Fuck you. You can't tell me what to do. I just got 10 M's. 927 people in the chat. See, 927 is my number. But anyway, you're going to tell them, fuck you. Straight up, fuck you. I ain't listening to y'all no more. Fuck y'all. Fuck this job. So if you stuck up the NBA, let's be logical here for one second. I don't know how many people don't deal with logic, because logic over emotion, right? If you stuck up the NBA for millions of dollars, you got shoe deals, endorsements, you are a millionaire. Listen, let's be honest, y'all. We have to be honest for one second. You're dribbling a fucking basketball. You get millions of dollars for playing some shit that you will probably play in the backyard for free. You get millions of dollars for playing a fucking little kid game. Millions. You got millions. So to a certain extent, you stuck up the NBA. You got millions of fucking dollars. Straight up. And if you smart, you did the right thing with them M's. So what you say? Yo, I got money. Fuck y'all. I got more than I ever supposed to get. That's how I look. I get money, I be like, yo, shit, I wasn't even fucking supposed to get certain shit. So I got that. I'm not saying I'm an overachiever because I work hard, but hey, I'm going to invest that shit. I'm going to spend this wisely. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But when you get millions, I'm talking about fucking millions, and you got a shoe deal and you got millions to play a little fucking kid's game, that you played as a child for free. You went to college for free. You went to college for free. You did all this shit for free. And now you got M's. So they already gave you the bag. You done got a couple of bags. You done came from, he was on Boston. He was on Cleveland. And now the Nets. So you got bags. You could tell them, fuck y'all. Straight up. Fuck y'all, I ain't doing that. Because I don't want to. Not for any other reason. Fuck all the other reasons why nobody want to do it. I don't want to. Fuck y'all. You got a right to say that. And I'm telling y'all, as an individual living in this world, in your life, you got a right to say you don't want to fucking do something. How you getting peer pressured to do some shit you don't want to do? Just really think about that. You're getting peer pressured to do some shit that you don't want to do, and you're being made the face of, what's the word I'm looking for? You're being made the face of the person that going against the grain. You're being made the face of the person that's a rebel, because you don't fucking listen, or you don't want to do something for the team. Fuck that. If you don't want to do something, fuck it. That's the end. Yo, I retire. That's it. I retire. I retire. I'm out. At what point should we be able to do what the fuck we want? I know people straight up and down who said, yo, it went against everything in me, but I had to do it, or I'd be homeless, or I'd be broke. I feel for them people. I feel for those people. I feel for those people who had no choice. Or the choice that they had, they seen that they was in a losing situation. Or felt that. Because a lot of people are fearful. You know what I'm saying? But on the other side of the fear is sometimes the whole world. Truthfully. On the other side of fear, you be surprised. So it's people that did the shit. I know them personally. Like, yo, man, I can't believe it. But I had to. Here it is. You have a man who's a multimillionaire. He don't fucking have to. That's a hero to show, yo, look, fuck y'all. Fuck your basketball. I got money. Nah, 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 fucking nah, nah. I done fucked a lot of chicks. I done got saltine ass. I done did everything that y'all said I couldn't do. Fuck you and your sport. Fuck your team. Fuck your league. Fuck all that shit. That's a hero. How he not a hero and Muhammad Ali's a hero? But they hated Muhammad Ali. I mean, Muhammad Ali was a part of the Nation of Islam. And they ain't fucking like him at first. But then they realized, hold on, this man has a choice whether he wants to go thousands of miles away and kill people who never did shit to him because they told him to. And everybody else is doing it. And he was un-American for not doing that. Don't forget. He was un-American. He can't be the champion. Then they turned Joe Frazier against him. Now Muhammad Ali is a worldwide hero, one of the most recognizable faces, even posthumous. He's one of Ali wasn't a part of the Nation. Okay, so don't make me block you for being stupid. Because I don't like to read the chat room. Because sometimes, whew. Oh, man. Anyway. So you're trying to tell me Muhammad Ali wasn't a part of the Nation of Islam. That's what you're trying to tell me. Because I'm not going to sit there and straight up and down dwell on you. But just chill. Type that again. So,
type that shit again. I dare you.
Type it again. Let's see. Type it again. Type that stupid shit again. Just go ahead. I'm gonna wait and give you 5 seconds. Anyway, he's a hero though. Why is Muhammad Ali a hero? Because he ran away from the bag. They took his title, took his money, tried to put him in prison. Because he made a choice that everybody was against him. It's the same shit. I'm not looking at nobody's symbol on their fucking shoes. I'm not saying he did this with white. I don't give a fuck about that. It's the fact that when you have a choice, because even, I'm going to be real with you. Even if it was a saltine that said, fuck that, I ain't doing it. I ain't gonna big them up the same. But I will understand that this individual is reserving their right to do what they want to do or not do what they want to do with their body and willing to say, fuck your money, fuck your league, fuck all this shit. I'm not doing it. Ali did the same shit. Because you could say, though, the comparison to Ali was it. First of all, like me, I ain't gonna front. I wasn't fucking alive when Ali was out here doing that shit. And neither was y'all. So how the fuck you know what he did? How do y'all know what Muhammad Ali did? Off of documentaries and shit? You're living in real time right now. You've seen a man straight up and down say, fuck that. I'm not doing this because it's against my beliefs. It's the same thing. I'm not saying he's a Ali, but it's the same concept of you not doing something that you don't want to do and willing to say, fuck everything and give up everything. Because you can't make me do something. It's the same shit. And if you can't see that, Ali made a choice for the world to see, and the world know why that ain't caught. Oh, you know what? Hold on one second. Let me scroll back up.
You out of this bitch.
That's the three-pointer. You gone. It's all about choices. It's all about, you can't make me do something. Dave Chappelle what? Walked away from 50 M's. What'd he say?
Why does a black man gotta wear a dress?
You know, he talked funny and shit the way his mouth, I don't know Dave Chappelle. But you walk away from the bag. That's what y'all not getting. Oh, y'all want me to do? I ain't doing that shit. Fuck y'all. That's the illest shit you could ever do. And we're so broke, spiritually, morally, and financially. We'll do any fucking thing for money. Anything. That's why I know. That's why I know for a fact.
Some of you dudes will suck a dick for money.
Y'all love talking about this spooky shit. Y'all love talking about all this crazy shit. That this is going on, and this is this, and this person is Boule.
Look what y'all do for likes and shares. So you trying to tell me you ain't gonna suck nobody dick for a couple of $100?
Look what y'all do for likes and shares. Look what you do for weed. Look how y'all niggas act for weed. Look how y'all niggas act for chicks. Look how y'all niggas act for liquor. Look what you do. Look what the fuck you do. But you always talking about what you not gonna do. You're a fucking liar. I act like assholes for anything.
So I know you suck a nigga dick for a record deal.
I know you would. So don't come here with that, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. Fuck out of here. Look what you do for a fucking like. Look what you do. Look what you do for followers. Look what y'all do for subscribers. So get the fuck out of here. Trying to act like you standing on something. You ain't standing on shit. Because, again, if you're not going to look at a man who says, fuck money, I walk away before y'all make me do something, and you don't fucking commend that, you the fucking problem. You the problem. This is cut and dry. The voice gotta go? Nah, homie.
Your ass gotta go, and you're gone.
Out of this bitch. Because the voice is part of the show, okay? So you just got here, and you're trying to dictate shit. This is what I'm talking about. The voice gotta go. Oh, no. You'll go before the voice, as was just proven. So, at the end of it all, at the end of it all, we're not here to compromise. We're not here to be told what the fuck to do, especially when it comes to your body. Especially when it comes to your body. I don't know why this individual keeps putting this rainbow shit, but I tell you what. I'm going to tell you something really quick. I don't know what that means. Thank you. Thank you. But think about it, right? It's like now they got some... Did you see this shit? Did you see this shit that they're passing, trying to pass a bill in Philly that after your third child, you got to get a vasectomy. Did you see that shit? Did you see that? So I guess that's cool too. I guess I guess that's fucking cool to say, yeah, you got three kids. You got three kids, that's enough. Snip his balls. That's okay too, right? Y'all gonna agree with that too now, right? Did y'all see that shit? That's what I'm saying. Anything that's these motherfuckers tell us what we have to do, y'all straight up and down, we just fucking straight, y'all just be with it because y'all are poisoned mentally and y'all just fucking go with whatever they said. And y'all go with this shit. This is what I'm saying. But, I know y'all don't see certain shit because, you know, I don't like to just spew shit like other people. So, I like to qualify my shit. So what I'm going to do, I'll be right back. I'm going to put on some music and I'll be right back while I look this up. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. I'm still here. But I'm going to look this up. This is like a little intermission really quick. Hold on. Hold on. Let me find this shit. Damn, I'm typing. Okay. I just found it. Okay, we're back. PA Democratic lawmaker introduces vasectomy bill to highlight double standard. So this is out there. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The date, October 7, 2021. State Representative Chris Rabb knows his proposal will never see the House floor. That's why he did it. Rabb, a Philadelphia area Democrat lawmaker, has proposed a bill which will require all men over 40 to have a vasectomy. The proposal law will also include any men must get the procedure after the birth of their third child. So as you know, I'm not somebody just shooting from the hip. I'm not somebody just talking off emotions. I'm not somebody just is blowing smoke. It's real. You seen it with your own two eyes, okay? I'm not bullshit. I'm not bullshitting. Homie, it's an individual, right? That's just keep stress. Look. All right, this is sidetracked for a minute. This man has come in plenty of chat rooms, made mad names, screen names, even came on my Instagram today to argue with me about Wale.
Fuck you and Wale. Get off his dick. You don't need mad screen names. You made an Instagram to come tell me that today. The fuck is wrong with you? What, you want to be one of his dreads or something like that? You want to retwist his hair. I get it. But leave me the fuck alone. This is like the third or fourth day you're fucking Wale-ing me. You made an Instagram. No followers. No posts. You're not even following nobody. And came on my channel, pause, for the weak-minded, and said, I want to debate you like a man. The fuck is wrong with you? Just retwist his hair. Shine his black-ass lips. Whatever you gotta do. Leave me the fuck alone! Fuck you, and fuck Wale. As a staff, record label, and a crew.
Ah, let me get back to it. So, they want niggas to snip that thing. That's a bill that they're trying to propose. It's going to be people that say, well, yeah, they such and such and such and such, they deserve that. What are we doing? What are we doing? At the end of it all, if you don't want to do something, you shouldn't have to. I don't give a fuck what it is. I've never had a flu shot. I go to the doctor every 6 months. Just because of my family history, ailments that run in my family, I just want to make sure I'm straight. I get a checkup every 6 months. I do blood work. So look, all right, story. I don't know if I should do it in the voice or keep it regular, but I'm going to keep it regular. If the voice needs to come in, it'll be there. So I do my blood work. Why they taking all this fucking blood from me? I'm still confused because you checking all that blood or you going to check a few fucking drops? So why you taking all this blood from me? So that shit always alarms me. Like, what the nigga taking all the blood from me for? All right, cool. You need little three little things. Take some urine from you. Okay. I got some piss for you. I'm gonna go piss. Okay. I piss. You take my blood, you take my piss, take my blood pressure, check my temp. The doctor comes in. So you wait 2-3 hours. But you're only in the fucking doctor's office for maybe like 7 minutes. But you wait 2-3 hours for some 7 minute shit. I never got that. So the doctor says to me, do you have any allergies? And I say, well, I don't like milk. It makes me throw up. So I guess I'm allergic to milk. But I eat ice cream. I just don't like fucking milk. I don't like eggs. I don't care if you fricassee them. I don't care how you do eggs. Fuck eggs. Okay? You boil them. Shit smell like fart. Fuck eggs. I don't fuck with eggs. Okay? I don't care if you poach them. Over easy. Under easy. Scram. I don't fuck with eggs. So I guess I'm allergic to eggs. But other than that, doc, I'm also allergic to suckers and, you know, ugly chick, but so he laughed. But I don't have any allergies. He says, well, you need to take an allergy test. So I say, well, the fuck is an allergy test? Like, what is an allergy test? He said, well, it's a thing that we're going to stick on your arm. And if you start to itch, you have allergies. You have allergies. So I'm interested. It kind of piqued my interest a little bit. I'm like, what? You're going to stick some shit on my arm. And if it start to itch, I got allergies. Yo, but I don't know shit about this pollen. My eyes don't get puffy. My nose, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a sneezer. I'm not a person who's sitting around fucked up. I don't pop Benadryl. I don't do none of that shit. So I don't got no allergies, doc. But let me see what it is you're going to do. So the nurse comes in. Me being a creep. Nurse got a little bubble. This was a few years ago, though. So it's about 5 years ago. Nurse got a little bubble. So I would just be flirting with the nurse. And she come in. She be flirting with me. So she takes this.
To get our business up and running, we got the Chase business complete.
Whoa. Why would you do that? You fucking with me? But anyway, you trying to fuck my story up. So she comes in the room with this device, and it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 needles on it. It looks like some saw shit. So she said, hold your arm out. Like, okay. Well, not this arm because I got a tattoo. So you know if you have a tattoo, naturally it itches sometimes, right? So I do this arm. She puts the alcohol on me. And she sticks me to all this shit simultaneously. I'm like, now what? She says, well, just wait a few minutes. Okay. What am I waiting for? She says, well, let's see what happens. Okay. So I'm sitting there. Arm freshly stuck like 8 times simultaneously. So I'm sitting there. I'm not holding my arm out no more. I'm just regular degular. All of a sudden, my fucking, you talk about everything but the fade Sub-Zero asked for. Me and Sub-Zero is cool. So go fade your mother. Go fade your baby mother. But fuck you. So needless to say, and fuck you, all right? Needless to say, my arm starts to itch. This shit itching bad. Yo, this shit itching. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, my fucking arm is itching. So I'm like, yo, nurse. So she come and say, what's up? I say, yo, my arm is itching. Say, yeah, that means you got allergies. I say, nah, go get that doctor. Nah.
Tell my doctor to come here. Come here. So I say, Dr. Schuster, what did y'all stick me with? Because prior to you asking me that I have allergies, I didn't have no allergies. He said, yeah, but if it's itching, that means you're allergic. I said, allergic to what? I said, doc, you gave me that shit. I'm a nigga from Brooklyn. I done been in houses where it was gas leaks. I didn't die. I done smelled chitlins before. And I'm alive. I done smelled gunfire, pissy elevators, shitty Pampers, crack. I smelled crack before. And I'm alive. I'm alive. I done seen blood. I'm alive. When I was younger, some girls' box wasn't up to par. I didn't hit. But it wasn't where it needed to be for me to hit. And I'm alive. So you're trying to tell me that now I got fucking allergies? A nigga from Brooklyn who has been stabbed? Fought mad dudes? Ran from cops? Been to jail? I got fucking allergies? And you didn't just give me that shit? Nah, Doc. You fucked me off, man. You gave me allergies. So now I'm sitting there saying, so what the fuck am I allergic to now? Like, so I got allergies now? Nah. Imagine me just being who I am. Just sitting there. Like, yo, what's wrong? Yo, my allergies, my nigga. And we're like, nah, you sniff coke. Because there's no way in hell you're going to be sitting there sniffling and shit, your eyes all puffy. Get the fuck out of here. But
I don't got no allergies. But my shit was itching, though. But I had to tell them, nigga, you gave me that shit. Because I ain't had no, my shit wasn't itching. Mosquitoes don't even bite me. Mosquitoes don't even like my fucking blood. They don't bite me no more. So you trying to tell me I got allergies? Mosquitoes don't bite me? I done got bit by bed bugs as a little kid. All types of shit. Nigga had roaches in the crib. Bees done stung me. And now I got allergies. What type of real nigga got allergies? Just really think about that for a second. That's not what the fuck am I allergic to now? Because my arm itched. It was like that I don't know if y'all used to see the TB test. They used to stick you with this shit with like four things. Boop. And they say, go home. Right? And if that shit swell up, you, my friend, have tuberculosis. So imagine being a little ass kid and they give you the TB test and you go home and you fucking looking at your arm all the time. You like, yo, man, I hope this shit don't swell up. So you looking at this shit like, yo, if I got tuberculosis, man. Because you know back in the day, we don't know shit about disease. We just, any disease is instant death and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got tuberculosis, you're going to die. You got asthma, you're going to die. You know what I'm saying? But this motherfucker gave me fucking allergies. But so to this day, the fuck am I allergic to now? So, I'm saying all that to say, if you ever in a situation and the doctor asks you if you had allergies, tell him no. Don't get stuck with that shit. I got stuck with that shit. I'm trying to picture what it was. It was like, I'm telling you, it was like some shit in Saw. And me being a fucking creep, nurse had a little bubble. So I'm like, yo. And she was, think she was Dominican, but I heard her speaking Creole. So I was like, you speak French too? She was like, yeah, I speak French and Spanish. I'm from the Dominican Republic. I'm like, oh shit. Me being a fucking perv. Almost succumb to fucking allergies. Thinking with the wrong head. I'm telling you, that's why I'm so disciplined now. This is back then too. I was like 5-6 years ago, I was probably like 270 pounds of shit. I was just coming down a little bit. I was feeling myself. So I'm like, yeah, I could bag these. I could bag these chicks anyway when I was 300. So don't get it twisted. So I'll show you. Look, for the ladies out there, I'll show you a picture of me when I was fucking 300 pounds. Hold on. I ain't never been no ugly ass nigga. Just a little big, but I was never ugly. Never. Hold on. Where it's at? Hold on. This is for the ladies. If you're a dude and you comment, you out. Just let you know now. If you're a dude and you comment, you kiss your ass goodbye. Look. Hold on. Where we at? Look. I ain't never been, even when I was 300 right there. Shit was spinning. You know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all can't be seeing my DMs. Y'all can't be seeing the back end either. Hold on. So I ain't never been no big sloppy nigga, no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But I let them stick me. Being thirsty. Don't be thirsty. And I'm telling you, if you're a man and you comment on how I looked in any way, I ain't playing. I don't play that shit. But I'm going to keep it real with y'all. A lot of times I post pictures and it be the men commenting before the women. And I don't even fucking post pictures for anybody to comment, especially no women or whatever the case may be. But y'all dudes always want to say what a nigga look like. All right. So let me get this straight.
If you a man and you telling me how I look, you just size me up. You think I'm okay with that? You think I like that shit? You think I like you telling me who or what I look like? You think I like that shit? You think I don't want to fucking put my finger like this and punch a hole in your fucking face? I don't comment on men. Let's just be real. If you got a fly hat, I'm feeling a hat. You got a nice shirt. I like the sneakers. I like the way you match the sneakers with the hat and the shirt. You killed it. But I ain't ever gonna be like, yo, man, anybody ever tell you you look like Chris Rock? How do I look at another man and think of another man? Just be logical for a minute. How do you look at a man and think of another man? What the fuck? Listen, put this fucking keyboard down. I got a keyboard right here. I'm a heterosexual, right? I shouldn't even have to say that, but I am, okay? The issue that I have is this. I don't have to be hyper masculine. I don't have to be all that to prove that. But some of y'all men, what the fuck are y'all doing? Don't comment on my pictures. Just don't do it. If you're not saying, yo, homie, I'm feeling the hat. You killed the hat. Or, yo, the shirt. Where you get that shirt from? I wanted that merch. But the minute you start saying, for example, I could go to another picture. And this dude said to me 2 days ago, anybody ever tell you you favor Lloyd Banks? Lloyd fucking Banks? Like, what do you think I favor him or not? That's your business. Cool. You looked at Doggy Diamonds and thought of Lloyd Banks? I've never looked at a man and said, damn. This nigga look like Kevin Durant a little bit. I've never looked at a man and thought of another man. I don't look at men. I don't give a fuck what you look like. I just really don't. I don't look at you and say, yo, anybody ever tell you you got a nose like Kevin Hart? So that mean, when I looked at you, I thought of Kevin Hart. It's not hetero. Just stop. I don't fucking, I'm losing hope here. I'm fucking losing hope in the humanity, in society. I'm going to be real.
I'm going to be really honest with y'all. If I didn't have this platform, if I wasn't sort of a public figure, I would straight up and down get rid of this whole fucking social media shit. I wouldn't even be on it. I don't like what I see. I don't like how people carry themselves. I just don't like the shit. I wouldn't even be on social media. I would be a fucking ghost. I wouldn't even exist. If I did not have this shit, I would not be on social media. Dead ass serious. Because I don't give a fuck about none of this shit that's really going on. All this shit is designed to trigger you. All this shit is designed to get a reaction out of you. Everybody is posturing. Everybody don't trust nobody. Everybody is hurt. Everybody's in fucking pain. Everybody's impoverished, but rich at the same time. This shit is just weird to me. It's really, really getting weird. And it's people that I personally know. And that's the comment that I made today. I said, yo, I'm confused because y'all be frontlining for shit just to be known for something. And the shit that you frontlining for ain't even your fucking business and don't even pay you. So if it doesn't bring me money or peace, why am I frontlining for that shit? Just on some real shit. Now look, if you're a vegan, if you are a vegan, my vegan, 927 people in the room, I'm telling you, that number is powerful. If you're a vegan, if you don't eat the flesh of animals,
who gives a fuck?
Let's just be honest for 1 second. We're going to deal with some honesty. I'm not. Say I was a vegan. Say I was. I wouldn't be no animal loving vegan. I wouldn't be like the cows or people too. Fuck them cows. Fuck them chickens. Fuck them cows. Get the fuck. I wouldn't be on that type of time. Just be like, yo, nah, I don't eat that shit. I don't eat it. I don't eat pork. But if you decide you want to kick a pig in the ass, what that got to do with me? I don't fucking live with pigs. Listen. I'm at the top of the food chain. I'm up here. A fucking cow cannot communicate with me in no way. We don't got shit in common. Not a motherfucking thing. Straight up. Me and a fucking cow don't got shit in common. Fuck that fucking cow. Fuck that chicken. Fuck that pig. Fuck that goat. So if I don't eat it, fine. But I ain't gonna be like, save the fucking cows. You ever fuck about no cows? I just don't care. I care about people more than I care about cows. Straight up. Motherfuckers is trying to save the fucking animals. And don't give a fuck about the dead animal flesh equals cancer.
Bullshit.
Prove it. Prove it. Because you are regurgitating. Because I'm pretty sure out of the 886 people in this room, about 800 people in this fucking room eat dead animal flesh. And they don't have fucking cancer. So let me ask you something. For example, dead animal flesh. You supposed to eat live animal flesh? You see how fucking stupid that sounds? And I'm not coming at you. I'm just saying. Just think how stupid that sounds. And that's, I know that's a regurgitation. That's a regurgitation. Cancer properties. Look. They said this shit right here. Did you read that? Did you see that? They said this shit right here. This shit right here. That you so-called need for the times we in has cancer-causing properties. Did you see that shit? So what are you supposed to do now? Walk around with fucking soap and water? You see? You see? And may I add, some of you, what happens when the animals are extinct? Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Fucking cares. I'm worried about me. I'm worried about being extinct. And y'all tell me what happens if the animals are extinct. Same people who say that, I'd be like, fuck these niggas. Straight up. Fuck these niggas. But you worry about the fucking animals and the chickens. I will listen. I will punt a chicken across the fucking room. Straight up. Who gives a fuck? If you listen, if you don't eat it, fine. If you eat the shit, fine. That shit don't got nothing to do with me. What happened to what you eat don't make me shit? What happened to that? They're cloning animals. I guess y'all never heard of GMO. And the funniest shit, when this shit is say is organic, how the fuck do you know that is organic? Did you grow it? And some of the shit that's grown is grown with the shit from the animals that you don't eat. Just really think about that for a second. It's grown with manure from the animal that you don't eat. I don't eat pork. Your mother eat pork. How about that? But being that you said that, you said some other slick shit earlier, go play on the west side of Chicago. Because if you think for a motherfucking minute you going to diss the host, fuck out of here. At the end of it all, family, whatever the fuck you want to eat, that's on you. I don't care. My grandmother's in her 80s. She'll eat a bag of pork rinds right in your fucking face. And she's 80 something. So you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me? Oh, man. You know what's funny? I hate to say this shit. Because y'all really get me through. Y'all are my therapy. Even though I can be y'all therapy at times. And to a certain extent, all of us are. But I have to say this. And I mean it with all due respect. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, insensitive, or clown.
Some of y'all motherfuckers is crazy. I'm talking about clinically. Straight up, crazy. Need to go sit on somebody's couch. Crazy. Because the shit that come out of your mouth, where y'all get that shit from? You got that shit from somebody else who's fucking crazy. You talking this dead animal flesh and properties. So, all right.
How come so many people that are vegan look sick as a motherfucker? Let's be real. Look sick as a motherfucker or fat as fuck. Explain that shit to me. Once your face all sunken and shit, and you could barely fucking stand up for a long period of time, get the fuck out of here. Listen, I'm a fucking warrior, right? I'm a warrior. I eat blood. You a fucking killer? You a warrior? I ain't never seen no motherfucking warrior eat only leaves. Just really think about that shit. You eat what the fuck you kill. So you mean to tell me this motherfucker's a warrior and he went and picked some fucking plants and boiled them and ate them and he gonna kill somebody? How you know? How the fuck you, how you a warrior and you don't want to kill nothing? Just really think about that shit. You don't want to fucking kill nothing. When I say I eat blood, that's in all animal flesh, idiot. Because you on your way out, too. You on your way out. Say one more thing that I don't like. But, yeah. I fucking kill. I'll take a chicken. I'll wring that motherfucker neck. And make me one of the most banging chicken breasts you could ever have. We grew up on hairy ass chicken wings, and we still here. Prince Fielder wasn't shit. He was overrated. Where the fuck he at now? But bust it. Suckers kill every day. Yay almighty. You're a moderator. Don't go against me. I eat what the fuck I want. I don't eat pork. I don't even eat beef, believe it or not. I don't eat beef. I don't eat pork. I don't. But I'm not going to get on people who do or don't. It's none of my fucking business what you eat. That's the thing. We really worry about what people eat. We think we can control what people eat. You know what's funny about y'all too? My grandmother calls me dog. That's always been my nickname for a long time, since I was like 12, 11. My grandmother calls me that. So she respect my attribute. Females that I deal with, they ask me, what's your real name? Because I don't want to call you no fucking doggy. Well, guess what? You got to earn the right to call me my real name. So my name is Doggy to you until you earn the fucking right. You're going to respect my name. And when you say, well, what's the name your mother gave you? I didn't ask my fucking mother to name me anything. So who gives a fuck what she named me? Just respect, you know, respect to my mom. But I'm just saying. You're going to call me what the fuck I want you to call me. Now, here y'all individuals go. And you got all these extravagant names. All these fucking... Yeah, y'all got these comedic names. Y'all got these fucking names. All these names that you want people to call you. This is your attribute because you're vegan or you believe in this and all this shit, right? And your mother come and say, Darnell,
when you gonna get a fucking job? And stop doing that rap shit.
Your own mama don't even respect your attribute. Your own mama keep giving you job applications. Your own mama will swine right in your face. Your own mother don't believe and respect none of the shit you say. But you on the internet trying to fucking convince us. You're on the fucking internet. You're on the internet. With this persona. And your own mother don't respect you. The fuck out my face with that shit. And that's what I be saying. Because anything that you advocate for, anything that you about, if it don't bring you money or bring you peace, fuck out my face. Get out my fucking face. Straight up. You got all these names. My name is fucking Matumbe. A Abubakar Fatback. And your mother be like, Darnell, I'm putting on the top lock tonight. But you on here trying to preach shit to us. And your own mother don't even respect your attribute. And she put that top lock on. You in trouble. You in trouble. And your mother straight up and down telling you, I'm getting tired of you sleeping on my pullout couch. Some of y'all niggas sleep in the kitchen. But you on the internet posturing. You on the internet trying to tell us what the fuck we should eat. You on the internet trying to tell us what we should eat, how we should dress, how we should think, and your own fucking mama. Somebody who
box you came out of. Telling you to stay out the fucking refrigerator.
Your own mama telling you,
well, I don't want no fucking almond milk. You better get that cow's milk. And it better not be no 2% either. I'm getting tired of your shit. Get on my fucking nerves.
But you on here trying to tell us what we should do. And you like,
Mom, you need to stop eating that swine. It's When you cook it, it make me sick. Boy, then move the fuck out then. It's my house. I'm gonna eat this poke.
But you on the internet trying to sell it to us. And you live with your moms. So shut the fuck up.
Boy, I don't give a fuck what your name is. I'm gonna eat this poke. You came from poke?
And you on here trying to sell it to us. The fuck up. Shut up.
Boy, what the fuck is that dragon fruit? Get that shit out of my house. I said bring back some sugar. You brought back some date sugar? What the fuck is date sugar? I don't want that shit. You better get that sugar. I want that white sugar too, for my coffee and my tea. Raw honey, what the fuck is raw honey, boy? Better get this shit out of my house. And go give me them pork chops too.
Now your ass is in the store sneaking. Gotta get my mom. You know I don't fuck with this swine. But I gotta get these pork chops for my moms. Cause you a bitch. You broke, you a bitch. Live with your mother. But you on the internet trying to sell it to us. Trying to tell us how we eat dead animal flesh in them. And shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Dead animal flesh gives you cancer properties. The fucking smog give you cancer properties. Them nasty ass chicks that you could get HPV from have cancer properties. And you still loan them your face. And you mad at me because I'm going to eat some fucking chicken. You saying something bad about me because I'm going to eat some fucking chicken. And you loan your face to chicks who got HPV. That's some shit you don't even know if they got. They got to go get checked. Am I lying? So fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. Don't try to tell me about me. Me? Because I could walk 4 miles. I could walk 10 miles every motherfucking day. I beat niggas the fuck up. Straight up. So all that straight up and down, trying to tell me what I need to do with my body. I'm a person who lost 120 motherfucking pounds eating fucking pork. Nah, lies. I don't eat pork. But I did eat chicken. I ate tuna. And I ate chicken, tuna. And I was eating beef at the time. For real. And I still lost 120 pounds. So don't fucking tell me what I should be. It has cancer causing properties. Shut the fuck up. I'm tired of y'all. I did a whole show. I'm tired of y'all. I'm tired of y'all. Listen. If you're a vegan, fine. Salute to you. But the minute you start trying to push that shit on me, y'all made this shit like some type of fucking religion. Y'all just as bad as Kyrie Irving trying to push that shit on him. Fuck y'all. I like chicken. Okay? Listen, let me tell y'all another one. I go on Walmart and I go to the back of Walmart. And back there they have a deli section. I go to the deli section. And they got like these hot wings. And I get, for $4.77, you can get 6 wings and a side. That just so happened the side is mashed potatoes and the side is corn, a bunch of shit that I don't eat. Okay, but it's $4.77. If you get the chicken alone, it's like $5-$6. They got wedges. I don't eat wedges. I don't eat none of that shit. But I get the wings, all drums. Go in Walmart. I get the chicken. And suddenly I want to window shop. And I walk around Walmart. And I eat the chicken that they cook back there. And guess what?
I don't pay for that shit. I eat that shit. And I put them wedges down on a shelf somewhere. And I'm out. Good looking. And I don't even buy nothing. I don't have no time for no fucking ranch sauce. No blue cheese. None of that shit. I eat the chicken and I fucking leave. That's gangster.
What y'all know about that shit? I could pay the $4.77. Got a fucking Walmart credit card. I could do whatever the fuck I want. But I'm from Brooklyn, and there's just something about stealing sometimes that you just have to do it. For the culture, of course. Somebody said, don't eat nothing with a heartbeat.
You eat pussy, don't you? It has a double heartbeat. And you eat HPV pussy. And you eat pussy that been walking around all day. And you eat pussy that you lust over. And you do it to just say you did it. Even if it's a little shabba ranking. You still do it. But you're telling me, don't eat nothing with a heartbeat. Pussy has a double heartbeat. And you still loan your face willingly. But you want to get on me because I want to eat some fucking drums. That's what I'm saying. We have to deal with logic.
Fuck emotion. Let's deal with logic.
You loan your face at random. Some of y'all dudes loan y'all face. Y'all don't even get nothing else. You just took out a loan. You just loaned your face. And she kicked you out. But you want to get on me because I want to eat some chicken tenders. And you ate some not too fresh pussy. So who's really the bad guy? I'd rather eat some chicken tenders than some pussy that's, you know, it's not expired yet, but it's, you know, teetering on the, you know, you gotta go soak in bleach.
You trying to tell me what to do?
Fuck out of here.
As y'all know, I don't really give a fuck. I'm on here. And look, it be chicks you just met. It be chicks you just met through the DM. Think about it. It be chicks you met through the DM. You DM'd her and you told her all this lewd, nasty shit you gonna do to her. But a nigga like me ate some chicken tenders from Walmart and I'm the bad guy. Don't eat nothing with a heartbeat and it has cancer-causing properties. Nigga. And y'all be smashing saltines too. Because a lot of you dudes will be on that black power shit. Y'all love y'all some white box. And I could say wholeheartedly, I ain't never in my life ever smashed no white girl, ever hug no white girl, and never will. How many of y'all can say that? But you telling me don't eat no fucking chicken. And you trying to tell me white girl flesh probably don't feel like raw chicken? You trying to tell me how to eat? And you smashing white girls? The fuck out of here. You can't tell me nothing. I never even hugged one. Don't even know any. And if you're a fan and supporter and you support my merch and all that, cool. But that don't mean we gotta fuck. I'm not fucking with y'all ever. But I enjoy your patronage. I enjoy the fact that you like what I do. But I wouldn't be who I say I am and carry myself how I am if I smashed one of them. I would be full of shit. I would be a hypocrite, and that I'm not. I never even hugged one. Don't even know one. Don't even know any. Let's just be real with you. How many of y'all could say that? So get the fuck out of here. And you gonna try to tell me what I should be eating that has cancer-causing properties. And you feel like you're getting them back because you smashed one of them. What the fuck are you getting back? Is it going to erase anything from the past? Or you just a nasty nigga thinking with your fucking dick and trying to justify the fact that you're a fucking sexual deviant? That's really it. You're a fucking sexual deviant and you're trying to justify it with your bullshit ass logic. Fuck it, we got to get them back for what they did to us. Right. Right. You sure got her back. Because you put a fucking baby in her now. You sure got her back. But look, if you're a vegan, salute to you. If you're not, salute to you. Just stop trying to tell people what the fuck they should be doing. And your mama eat pork in the house. And your mother still send you to the store with your EBT card. Just keeping it real tonight. I know I started on Kyrie Irving, but you know me. I go here, there. I go everywhere. Because I don't give a fuck. Y'all want a Doggy Diamonds No Filter? Well, guess what? No fucking filter man is here. I'm not holding my tongue. Now, when I'm on with Blizz, you know, we keep it a certain way, but this is no filter. This is, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to deal with logic at all times. Logic over emotion. Niggas always talk about what they don't eat, but don't read the ingredients and shit. The nigga be like, nah, these is vegan sausage. Oh, for real? In what casing? In what casing? Think about it. Vegan sausage in what casing? You ever look at the casing on the shit? Don't eat that soy. I agree with soy. I don't eat soy. But look at the ingredients in fucking food. They try to sneak that shit in everything. The fucking Impossible Burger. This is cheese.
No, the fuck it ain't. It's cashews.
The minute you try to tell me that fucking crushed up cashews is cheese, you're out of your fucking mind. This is vegan cheese. Huh? What? vegan cheese. The minute it's vegan, it can't be fucking cheese. See what they did? See what they did to y'all? But I'm crazy though. I'm the one who's fucking crazy. Y'all, some of y'all calling me high. Y'all know I don't smoke or drink. This is vegan cheese. This is vegan macaroni and cheese. But I'm fucking crazy. This is vegan pizza. And this is like vegan mozzarella. What's mozzarella made from? Mozzarella is made from milk. So if there is no milk in it, it's not fucking mozzarella. It's cashews with some additives and preservatives. Somebody said, "Doggy, I'm white. I'm not your enemy." I never said you was my enemy. You are right. I don't think you're my enemy because you're white. But you can have your women. I don't want them. Okay? That's all I'm saying. People are plant-based. Now, I want to do an experiment with y'all. I'm going to do an experiment with y'all. And y'all could do the shit on your own. I'm going to be serious for a second. I'm going to try. You know how like you want to be serious, but you got to get that laugh out? Hold on. All right, I'm going to be serious. No laughing. No laughing. I want y'all to, tomorrow, if you go to the supermarket, I want you to look at some of this vegan shit, some of this plant-based shit. Look at the amount of sodium in it. This is all I want you to do. Okay? Just do that for me. Look at the amount of sodium. Hit me on the DM. At Doggy Diamonds. That's all I want you to do. I was trying to get protein. Right? I was trying to get protein. So I said, went to GNC and I said, well, okay, you could get protein from beans. You could get protein from different shit. But when you work out, you need protein now. I'm not eating a fucking bag of beans. You ain't doing it. Okay? You be farting all around the house and shit. Stomach bubbly, crazy shit, right? So I looked at the protein and I looked at the fucking sodium on the damn vegan protein. I'm gonna have a fucking heart attack eating this shit, drinking this shit. So a lot of times, in order to get some shit, you got to give up some shit. Now, what your body can take, again, it's an individual thing. It's an individual. 340 milligrams and one Beyond Burger. Now, tell me, who the fuck eat one burger? If you ain't got no fries on the side. And I know your fries ain't baked. So you put that shit in that motherfucking corn oil or that canola oil. Because if you're trying to tell me you're in the house baking fucking french fries and you got fries and grapeseed oils and all that shit, I'm going to tell you flat out in your face, you're full of shit. You're lying. Peanut oil or some shit. You're full of shit. So pick your poison. Me? I'm eating fucking chicken, okay? And I still beat your fucking ass. Still got stamina. You guys, any body I've been affiliated with in that way? I don't need Viagra. I don't need Hennessy. None of that shit. So your iron is low because you don't eat meat. And you tired. Your ass tired because your iron is low. All right. On that note, we're at the hour and 46 mark. I didn't mean to hold y'all here this long. I'm serious. I didn't really mean to hold y'all this long. But I did. Now, I apologize because I was long-winded. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no Viagra. I don't need no Blue Chews. I don't need none of that shit. Just eat some chicken. You aight. Y'all motherfuckers with that low iron. Because y'all, you know. Anyway. You said you take a lot of organic vitamins. Sir, may I ask you, what the fuck is organic vitamins? Not only that. How do you know that they're organic? Because somebody told you, or did you make the vitamins yourself? See? You see? Oh. And people who DM me and say, bro, I need to have a conversation with you. We need to talk. If you DM me and I answered you, you do realize we're talking, right? I ain't talking to no niggas on the phone. I don't fucking know you, okay? So this is what we gonna do. You're gonna tell me exactly what you want via DM, right? And I'm going to tell you if I can provide what you need or not. But all that, I just want to talk. Nah. No. No. I don't want to fucking talk. I talk for a living. I talk for a fucking living. Right now, this is how I make my living. I talk for a living. What the fuck make you think I want to talk to you and I ain't getting paid? See, because this is shit they be trying to push on me. Yeah, you for real hip hop and you're for the culture. We need to talk.
Nigga, please.
Fuck that. Sometimes the worst thing you could fucking do is give a motherfucker your number. They start texting you and shit.
Calling me big bro and you older than me and shit.
Get the fuck out of here. Relax. We don't need to talk. We're talking through the DM. And if I can't provide what the fuck you want,
leave me the fuck alone.
I'm gonna be real with you. Shout out to the homie the other day. I'm not gonna blow them up, but I'm trying to do some business with them. They hit me the other day and said, I need to talk to you. I said, okay. He said, I'll make it worth your while. I just need a conversation with you. Okay, cool. I said, well, what's worth my while? He said, well, what do you want? I said, what could you give? He said, I'll give you $500 if you pick up the phone.
Shit. I picked up the phone for that $500. And what we talked about was so major, shit was big.
$500 cash at me right on the spot. Salute to them. So you think you're just going to be fucking talking on the phone to me like we grew up together? Like I know you're going to talk some rap shit? Anybody who knows me know. Fuck this shit. You want to fucking talk about real hip hop and I'm tired of, nigga, please. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to fucking talk about that shit. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to be rappity rapping all this shit, man. Fuck that shit. Because I got these ideas I want to run by you.
Run them shits by your mama.
So she could say,
Darnell, you better go get my poke.